Golden Eagle baseball team. Coach Gust and Coach, pretty solid outing. And Wentzlaff was able to keep Bemidji State at bay. He scattered six hits, struck out seven, only gave up three runs. Defense and pitching was pretty solid today.
Yeah, you know, we talked in the pregame that we wanted to play clean baseball and do certain things, keep the game simple and do simple things, and we did that really well. You know, Isaac had seven strikeouts and no walks. You know, we limited the free passes, and he gave up a few hits, but at the same time he got some big pitches when he needed to, and then we played error-free baseball. So that's a good combination of winning baseball, is when you can limit your walks and have no errors. It makes it tough for the opposing team.
And you had some pretty good defensive plays. I know one of them going back was your center fielder, Headley. He was able to make a nice running grab as well.
Yeah, you know, that's what we expect from him. He didn't get a great jump on the ball, but he sure made up for it. And it wasn't necessarily a great catch, but certainly could have had a better first step. But he would say the same thing. But he's an athlete out there, and athletes do that. And he just made an athletic play. Yeah, and we were just solid everywhere else, right? And a lot of that happens because Isaac Wentzlaff mixing pitches, you know, with fastball, changeup, slider, so he kept those guys off balance. Where we got some easy outs too, but at the same time, we made the plays when we had to.
How about offensively for you? You started the scoring in the second period. Teddy was able to get a single, then he comes in to score on a ground out for Wentzlaff. But then you had Miller get a single as well. So you had back-to-back singles, and that allowed you to knock in a run.
Yeah, and it wasn't anything special. With the soft lefty, you've got to really be disciplined at the plate and take what he gets you. And a lot of our hits, we're in the left center, we gap the gaps type of stuff. If we're looking to yank the baseball, we're going to be in trouble. And so the guys that had success really stayed in the middle of the field and on a line.
Then you had in the second inning, Kobe Sen, he leads off with a double. Then he gets over to third on Satram. He grounded out to the first baseman, which allowed Kobe to advance over to third. He scores on a wild pitch. And then with two outs, you have Dykoff blast a home run, and you get two runs in the inning.
Yeah, that's good baseball, right? You know, get a runner at second, move him over, get him in somehow. So Kobe Sen's been really swinging the bat well. You know, his last game against Southwest, he was 5-for-5, I know, and he got a couple hits today, and he's really swinging it well. So that's really nice to have that in the nine hole. And we find ways to score, and then our big guys like Dykov, you know, or Jelly or Headley, or you know, they've been doing that all year. But the key to that is you know, our 8, 7, 8, 9 guys have really contributed well here in the last few weeks, and that's why we've had some success.
Yeah, Goodwin and Sen, your 8 and 9 batters, were 4-for-6. They both score two runs apiece. They had some big hits. They knocked in some runs as well, and that's exactly what you like to see from them. Not that they're not capable. As you said, they're very capable hitters.
Yeah, I tell you, when our 7, 8, 9 guys, and they're talented guys, they're not just somebody you throw in there because they're maybe not as good a hitters. They're guys that are capable of doing some special things, and they've been doing it over the last few weeks, that's for sure. And more production we get from them, you know, it's just a matter of time before Headley or Jelly or Giefer or Dykoff go off. So even Satram in the one hole has done a really good job since we inserted him as our leadoff hitter a few weeks ago. So he's finding ways to get on and getting big hits for us, and he did that later in the game too. So I like where we are offensively. I like what our pitchers are doing. And defensively, like I said, we were leading the team conference in defensive fielding percentage not too long ago. So as long as we can stay, just keep the game simple and be fundamentally sound in all those areas, I like where we're at as a baseball team.
Now, there's no doubt doing the little things always pays off, and the best teams do the little things well.
Yeah, exactly right. If anybody wants a secret to success in baseball, it's do simple better. And we've been doing that here the last several weeks, for that matter. And we've been good pretty much the whole year. I like where we are. I like what we've done. I like how we competed. And we just the best teams do that consistently, and we're hoping to continue on that path.
And it seemed like the third time through the lineup, your batters were really focusing in on Evenson, and we're able to you got a bunch of hits throughout the line.
We have to make adjustments. That's the key, and we were preaching that early in the innings. Hey, everybody's pulling off baseballs to stay on baseballs, to take what he gives us, And I thought we made some adjustments there in the latter half of the game.
You get a big win in the NSIC. As I said to you before, every game's a big game, and that is the case with everybody so log-jammed. And the most important thing is you want to get wins and be playing your best, but at the same time, you like to get those wins to try to move up in the standings.
Yeah, I mean, every game matters, and there's not too many easy wins in this conference, and you can't go into any game thinking that you can just show up and win, and that's what we got to guard against here the second game. But I like some of the stuff we're doing. I like this team a lot. I think it's surprisingly we're doing a lot of things consistently, and the guys have bought into doing simple better and competing and those things. And if we can continue that, I like where we are. But again, you can't look further than the next game. If you do that, you're crazy. And I know we got Mankato and St. Cloud coming up, but we got to get this next one, because the next one's just as important as any game against Mankato or St. Cloud too.
Yeah, every win's a big one.
Yeah, and this game, this league is too unbalanced in a lot of different ways. You know, little Crookston, Minnesota here, you know, we're competing with the big boys, and that's how we like it. And we can't assume anything. We just got to go play our baseball and let the chips fall where they may, and just play hard every game. And I'm hoping to do that this next game and as we move forward into Mankato and St. Cloud series, one game at a time, and can't look any further than that.
Coach, thanks for talking to us. Best of luck in game two.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.